everyone. Welcome to Oshi Talks. My name is Yes Coda. Thank you so much for listening. Today is Thursday. I want to let you guys know about a technical difficulty that I had. Well, maybe not technical. It's actually a human error situation. In my haste to go out the door, take my dogs down to my girlfriend's families so they can watch them because we're going to be out of town this weekend, I recorded a podcast and for some reason did not save it correctly. So the work I had put into it, unfortunately, is gone. But I do have the script. I do have the information, everything that I looked into. And again, just a quick reminder on Monday's show, I talked to you all about my take on what's going on here in our region. I live in San Diego. We have the situation of the migrant caravan down at our southern border here in Tijuana. And I said I was going to kind of do my background, my research into what led to the influx of migrant caravans headed to the border. There are a lot of socioeconomic reasons for the influx, and I think it's very important to kind of go back in history to try and find out a little bit more, to find out what exactly caused the destabilization of the region. Again, that's the Northern Triangle where most of the migrants are from, which is El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. And I've actually found a lot of information. And again, my take on Monday, just to recap, was that, it wasn't right that tear gas was used to kind of control the group that was headed towards the border crossings. Illegally, they were trying to get through. A lot of them are seeking asylum. Others are trying to get to the United States so that they can find work. And I get that and I understand that. But what we have here, and now you are seeing more of the media here looking into what's happening, even though we've known that this was going to be coming for a couple weeks now, just based on the amount of people that kept coming in almost daily into the Tijuana area. And so the media is doing a lot to show, the unfortunate situations that they're in. They are living in, a little bit of makeshift tent cities. There's not a lot of food. There's a lot of lines. There's not enough porta potties. There's all huge issues with just the sheer size of the caravan and Tijuana not being able to accommodate the influx. But it's also important to remember that, the region in and of itself, Tijuana, is also being impacted, and so are the people and the residents of San Diego as well, because of the relationship that exists between Tijuana and San Diego. And so what we're trying to do, or what I am trying to do with my story and my take, is to, kind of find out the background, which, again, I relate and understand the necessity to want to seek a better life. It's just unfortunate that we're seeing it in the sheer size of the caravans. And I don't think that Mexico and especially Tijuana was prepared to deal with the volume. And now that it's raining here in San Diego, it's raining in Tijuana, it is the situation has gotten worse because, again, these tents are just makeshift. And when it rains, and it's been raining quite a bit, pretty hard for our standards, it can't be pretty. And I empathize with that wholeheartedly. But again, my take on Monday was in a gist that I'm kind of torn, to be honest, between, what pulls at my heartstrings and what I empathize with, but also with my mind logically, with just how much this is costing the city of Tijuana, the Baja region. And I think it's important to note that as well, because that's what they live off of. And it's very important. And we really kind of work together, the U.S. and Mexico here, to kind of pull each other forward. So it's very important to kind of think that as well. So I do apologize again that I didn't save it correctly. My fault. I should have done a better job and of saving it before I ran out the door. Like I mentioned, I will be going out of town for the weekend. My girlfriend is taking us to San Francisco to visit a friend. It's been a long time since I've been to San Francisco, and I think it'll be good to go to San Francisco. Hopefully I'll be able to talk to some people there and kind of get their take on what they're seeing. Because again, I think the further you are, depending on what news coverage you're looking at, kind of shapes and forms your own ideas and your opinions of what we're seeing with regards to the migrant caravan. And again, I have to reiterate, because I think a lot of people are thinking that I'm not feeling any empathy for the people that are there. I do. Especially the women and children that I feel is it's very important to really look at those people, the families, and try to get them the help that they need. You know, unfortunately, the Trump administration has its own, you know, their own priorities, and there's not much we can do with regards to that. But hopefully this is something that moves forward. As well as for those of you that don't know, tomorrow, the new president of Mexico is stepping in. So it will no longer be Enrique Peña Nieto. They have a new president that's going to be taking over tomorrow, which also probably complicates everything. But that's a whole other thing. And again, I have a lot about, again, the socioeconomic issues and how they came about to the Northern Triangle region and what's leading the influx of migrants that I'll talk to you guys about on Monday when I re-record it and save it and get it uploaded. As well as maybe I'll tell you guys about, you know, my trip, and hopefully nothing major happens over the weekend, but it's going to be important to keep an eye on it. Again, I apologize. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot to me that you guys are hearing me, whether you agree or disagree. Again, I respect that. I think it's important to kind of get full story and kind of do what I'm doing, which is researching, find out why these people are here. There is a reason why they came. And in order to understand what drives it, we need to make sure that we, before we address it correctly, we need to find out the backstory and how we can do it, what we can do to fix it moving forward. So I think it's important to talk about that as well. So again, thank you so much for tuning in. It means a lot. Check us out. Check it out on Monday. And please, please, please feel free to reach out. I want to hear what you guys think. Send me an email, shoot me over an email. My email address is yes, Y-E-S-S at oshetalks.com, or hit me up on social media at the oshetalks, and that's on Instagram and Twitter. Have a great weekend. Again, guys, tune in on Monday for the re-recording of the podcast for today. Hope you all take care and have a great weekend. Thanks.